Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
The edge of innovation. Hi, I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of September 7th, 2018. And we're coming to you from Berlin, Germany and IFA. Our next guest is the CRO, the Chief Revenue Officer. Always good to get the guy that says, ha, we're doing this and making money at it. And Executive Vice President of a company called Merge, Dan Warden. Dan, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Dave. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. You are doing some fun, unique things. Tell me first real quick about Merge, and then we'll get into some of the things that you showed us on video, which you can see, by the way, at intotomorrow.com and on our social media.
Sure. So Merge, we create augmented reality and virtual reality that allows kids and others to really play and create content the way that they couldn't anywhere else. Mm-hmm. They're able to interact with digital objects. As we've seen kids especially interact with our Merge Cube, they're just fascinated, and they instantly grab on to exactly how to operate it and what you can do, and it's really exciting for them, and it's exciting for us to be able to see that.
I was blown away before we were on the air about the Merge Cube, what you're able to do with it. So before we get to that, you want to stay tuned because this is pretty cool. Tell me about the Merge VR headset. As I understand, one of, if not the first VR headset that worked on both iPhone devices and Android devices and that sort of thing, so it made a lot of folks have an opportunity to experience virtual reality.
That's right. That's right. Early on, we decided we wanted to make this experience fun. We wanted to make it easy and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so the goggles that we designed are actually a soft, comfortable material.
Here I am thinking, oh my God, don't squeeze it too hard. It looks like you're breaking it.
Right?
But
yeah.
No, it
you
is
can't
soft
break it.
And pliable.
That's
and
right.
If it fell on the floor, it's not going to break.
It won't break your headset. It won't break your expensive phone that you just lent your child.
Yeah.
Use, right?
And probably won't break your bank either to
it
obtain
won't.
It.
No,
what does it
won't.
Cost?
$29.99 is the
as
price.
as in just under $30.
That's correct.
U.S.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can believe
wow.
that, right?
I'll buy two.
We actually dropped this. Early on, we said, hey, how durable is it? So we put a phone in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't my phone, by the way.
Oh, good, but just in case.
That's right. We put a phone in it. We dropped it 8 stories, and we recorded it. It's on YouTube somewhere, I'm sure, but it
eight
survived.
Stories.
8 stories, yeah. Survived.
And the phone survived, as,
phone
of course,
survived.
As well as the Merge headset, because
Merge headset
it's
was
nice
fine.
And
yeah.
pliable.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so.
It's not big and obtrusive. I mean, when you come and see it on the video at intotomorrow.com, you'll see it's not one of these things that takes, you know, your head times three and oh my gosh, how am I going to keep it on? No, it's comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah, you can wear glasses with it.
Yeah,
it has adjustable lenses, so that's a big deal. A lot of people, you know, will say, oh, I don't like VR, it makes me feel sick. And you find out that they used a cheap lower end headset that you really couldn't adjust. They didn't know what kind of content to get. And so we put together a website called Miniverse. Miniverse.io is a discovery portal, so anyone can go there. It's a free website. You can create an account if you want, but you don't have to. And it's a discovery portal for the best VR experiences that are out there. We
without needing an AirSick bag.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll go through them. We make sure that the content's good, that the art is good, that it's family friendly. Of course, all of our products are age 10 plus. So our content that we allow on there is age 10 plus. So good. It's a safe
place. Parents don't have to worry.
That's right.
It's like, well,
that's
oh
right.
my gosh, what is he watching on
exactly.
there?
Exactly. What's going on in there? Right. No, this that's, you know, we're all, a lot of the guys actually on the executive team, most of us are dads, right? And so, you know, we think first and foremost about our kids, and we want to make sure that we're creating products that not only our kids can enjoy, but, you know, all of the kids in the world could enjoy and grow up with.
For sure.
You know, we see virtual reality really as the beginning. It's going to take so many different forms and shapes as we go through into the next 5 and 10 years. And, you know, we want to create something that is easy, it's comfortable, it has access to good content so that, you know, that we're building that brand early on.
Good. Well, you never know. You're the CRO, the Chief Revenue Officer, because you have the big picture and it's working. I was going to say that we'll need to twist your arm one of these days and get a few for on-air giveaway, which I'd be
absolutely.
Happy to help you promote.
Happy to do it.
But at only under $30, they're very affordable.
Right.
So,
right.
And I'm assuming we can get them at your website as well, mergevr.com, as well as other places, I'm sure. But now let's talk about this cube, because the Merge Cube blew me away when I first saw what you were doing. So kind of describe for the radio audience, again, come see the video at intotomorrow.com, but describe what's so cool about the Merge Cube and why was I so impressed?
So the Merge Cube, you know, if you think of augmented reality is something that you might see in a book or on a paper. This is the first time that someone's developed a three-dimensional universal, I would say, AR marker, right? So it allows, based on the app that's designed, you can literally, we call it holding a hologram in your hand.
Whoa.
And so you can hold this hologram. It's this digital object that's been converted as you look at it through your phone.
By the way, it appears to be made of the same soft, lightweight material, so you're not going to drop it on your toe and have a broken toe or anything.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Dave. And so the experiences that we've created are like Galactic Explorer, which allows you to explore the solar system. You're literally holding the solar system in your hand.
I love it. That's one of the first things you showed me, and I was amazed. And it wasn't like, oh, look, there's Saturn or Jupiter or something. But then you tapped on information, and you got information about the planet.
Right.
I mean,
right.
The kids are going to eat this up.
Yeah, most kids do. When they see it, they try it. My kids are always asking me, Dad, when are we going to play with the Merge Cube? You know, and you'd think they'd be tired of it by now.
And what other things are you frequently doing with the Merge Cube or might be available into tomorrow, if you will?
Well, so educators and students really have latched on to the Cube, and we see a lot of opportunities. And we've had many teachers come and say, this is the future of education. This
sure.
is how kids are going to be able to learn and be able to interact with these digital objects, but in an easy way, and also create content. So creating things with the Merge Cube is something that people are already starting to do. And we're reaching out to the EDU. Of course, it's available at retail, but now
sure.
the education channel is something that we're really interested in. They're really interested in us. So
oh, yeah.
I feel
oh,
like it's a great,
it can
great
help
match.
Students at all ages, it seems, because you've got a lot of opportunities. And if we didn't make it clear, you don't need the VR headset
That's right.
to use the Merge Cube.
That's right.
A simple app that you download, again, for Apple and Android.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you have all kinds of options for learning new things.
That's right.
And
so there's
what does the Merge Cube sell for?
The Merge Cube sells for $14.99.
Oh, geez. There's very affordable things for education and fun.
10 free apps. There's about 40 apps that are out there now.
Wow.
And we've got over 900 developers that have signed up to develop content for the Cube. So
dynamite.
We've got it continuing to grow.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you joining us here at the Showstoppers press event. It's the night before the opening of IFA, our 17th year broadcasting from IFA, and delighted to bring you further into tomorrow. MergeVR.com. Merge and VR for virtual reality, of course, .com. We'll get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Thanks again, Dan, for spending a few minutes, and we'll look forward to helping you promote further, because these are fun things we'd be delighted to help you let more folks know about.
Thank you very much, Dave. It was a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you, sir. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Welcome back to the sold-out venue with over 1,800 exhibitors. It's IFA in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow as well. This Into Tomorrow special from Berlin brought to you in part by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit Dell.com. By QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution for awarding the quietest products. Visit QuietMark.com. And by Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals at WDS.com. Wow, it's all about easy-to-remember URLs. Wait till you hear what our next guest's website is. Because our next guest created the first retrofit digital co-driver for your car. And it's really pretty cool. You don't want to miss this one by all means. And if you're listening on the radio, maybe you're driving, you especially want to know about this product. Maybe you're riding a bike or otherwise. When you get a chance, visit us at intotomorrow.com and you'll see the video from this interview and all of our interviews here on the program. The founder and CEO of German Auto Labs with the very cool device is Holger Weiss. Holger, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. We met a year or so ago, maybe not quite a year.
It was January.
Yeah, it was in January. And you had the prototype of a product called Chris.
Yes.
And now you have them. They're being sold. They're out. They're getting more popular. And I'm thinking our own videographer behind this camera over here, Chris, is saying, "Wait a minute, that should be me."
Right.
So what?
I asked him.
Yeah. So what did Holger bring for Chris? Chris for president. Aha. Uh-huh. And you'll see why we're talking about that. First of all, tell me a little bit about German Auto Labs.
So German Auto Labs is a Berlin-based startup in the best sense. We are 35 people, and we're working for 2 years now to develop this retrofit co-driver, Chris, which consists of a beautiful piece of hardware that you put at your windshield, and you connect it with the phone through Bluetooth, download the app, and Chris will talk to you and will keep you safer than a smartphone today is in a car.
Ah, very cool. So why the name Chris? And we're going to show you the product. Have no fear. It's coming. We have it right here. And Chris is anxious to talk and vice versa.
Very much, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But why the name Chris? Of anything you could have called it, well, for that matter, why the name Alexa? Why Siri? Why
exactly.
Google Home?
Yeah.
Well, that one's easy to know. But but with all these smart speakers and things that interact with us, you came up with Chris. And our Chris is jealous.
Yeah, no, and I understand, and I feel sorry for that. No, it's a great name, and then therefore, my compliments to you, Chris. So, it's a great name. It expresses a very nice personality. It's short. Everyone knows how to write it. I mean, that is something. If you want to build an international business, you need to have something that people can write in German and in English and in French, etc.
And male or female?
Male and female. Hit it on top. And there is a little story behind that Saint Christopher.
The patron saint of travelers.
Of travelers and drivers.
Aren't you clever?
Yeah. So I thought Chris is a good name, and we took it.
Ah, I love it. So now I understand why you didn't call it Dave.
Yeah. No, because maybe maybe Chris one day will have a brother that we call it Dave.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That'll be the accompanying app.
Absolutely.
And Dave will communicate with Chris.
With Chris, yeah. No, we have a prototype where Chris is already communicating with Alexa. So, I mean, we're just waiting for communicating with Dave.
Well, there you go. And that'll be awesome. So then Chris will have to be listening to Into Tomorrow and so forth.
Yeah, that
so,
is true.
Well, I think we've teased the audience enough. Now let's show Chris. And by that, I don't mean our Chris. He's there you go. It's again, listening on the radio right now, if you haven't been able to see the video yet, don't worry, intotomorrow.com. But how would you describe it to someone who's not seeing it?
So Chris is, as I said, is consisting of two pieces or two parts. One is this beautiful piece of hardware. It's a consumer gadget, if you want. So it's round shaped. It's a little bit like it's
like a hockey puck, maybe.
It's
that
like
shape.
Pretty much that. Yeah. What people size. Like to say is the size. You mount it at the windshield or on the dashboard. Both works, and then there is the app. And what we have as a reality that not every one of us is driving the latest generation of a high-end luxury car, not to name any brands here, but we know them. And the average car in Germany is 10 years old. People never believe that. In the US, 12 years.
Wow.
And the majority of drivers using the phone very frequently while driving for navigation, text, and so on. So we wanted to bring that solution here, and Chris now can read, for example, your text messages, and you can reply just by dictating it, and you keep the eyes on the road.
And we talk so much lately, especially on the program, about the importance of no texting and driving and keeping your eyes on
very,
the road
very
and
dangerous.
Concentrating on...
Very dangerous.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that the first time in a decade you have an increase of death casualties on U.S. highways?
Oh.
And they call it the Snapchat effect.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I do believe it. And that's a shame.
Same in Europe, by the way. Same
oh, yeah. I mean, and again, it's unfortunate because people are on their phone. And we've learned with a recent guest on the show that if you just say, no, I only do it at red lights, that she says that's even worse because it takes about 28 seconds for your mind to get back into driving mode properly.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow. So here, Chris can read our text to us, doesn't even display them, so we're not tempted to look over at the gadget.
Very important.
And try to read it.
Yeah.
And we can respond. It's all by voice. Keep both hands on the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. Should we show it?
Yes, please.
Okay,
can you give us an idea?
Let's see. There is a bit background noise here.
There's a lot of background noise. Yeah. We're at a trade show, so to be fair to Chris,
Okay. Hey, Chris. Do I have new messages?
A lot of background.
You have 88 new messages. The first one is a text message from Daniel Meeves. Shall I read it?
Yes.
The message is, I am listening to you on Into Tomorrow. Do you want to reply?
Yes.
Okay, what is the message you want to send?
That is great, my friend.
Okay, sending that is great, my friend, to Daniel Meeves is a known number.
Wow. Now see, that's impressive. I like how she, and you mentioned it may also become he if she's a male voice.
Yeah, there would be male voice.
Yeah. Reads it back to you for confirmation. You know, is that what you intended to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, and then there is this 2-second slot where you can still say stop it or don't send it. And this is what it is. And by launching Chris now in the aftermarket, as we say, so in the consumer market, we will learn a lot how people use it and how to improve the experience.
And that truly is amazing as far as I'm concerned. But I'm hearing a lot of people in my ear. I hear my audience all the time. And they're saying, well, that's very cool, but I have a smartphone.
Yeah.
So why would I need Chris? And I even have an app that can play my text and I can respond that way. Well, I'll bet you this is still a whole lot safer.
Very much. And I mean, of course, we hear this question quite often and we knew it before, but there are a couple of very important things to know. So first of all, Chris works 80% offline without internet connection. So of course, I couldn't send that message that I just sent in a complete...
Right.
But, it's like a flight mode. You could dictate the messages and you could still listen to music, etc. And the all common smartphone assistants only work with very strong internet, which works only in metropolitan areas in a reliable way.
Yeah.
So in a car, you're barely always connected. So that is important. It's really focusing on the use case. Then keeping the eyes on the road is so important. Having Chris in your eye line, if you want so, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is such a different experience. And the smartphone is a multitask device. So there are so many incoming messages, etc. So what we did, we really extracted this dialogue with Chris out of the smartphone, for you not to interact with the smartphone at all. And that is, from our perspective, way safer. And by the way, it simply looks better.
Oh, it does. Oh, absolutely. It's very cool looking.
Yeah.
And again, we'll have digital pictures on the site as well as the video at intotomorrow.com. Are you ready for their website? You want more information to see what Holger and his team are up to? Chris.com. Yeah, our Chris is very upset. I want that. And he says, I won't even consider it for $1 million. Sorry, it's a business thing. We get it. Chris.com, C-H-R-I-S.com for more information. Available now and for how much in U.S. dollars?
So it's available now. We're currently selling for 299 euros in Europe. You can order it also from the U.S. But currently it's something in German and in English only, which is okay for the U.S.
Yeah,
and
then works for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when we're not in the U.S., we're here in Berlin. So
yeah, exactly.
I love it. Holger, thank you again for spending a few minutes with us. I know you've got a very busy exhibit. In fact, when we enter the hall, which is the IFA Next Hall 26, the first thing you see is a big giant, "Hello, Chris," and which our Chris thinks is for him. How nice that they had such a greeting for him.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. An awesome exhibit that a lot of people are very curious about, rightly so. So congrats.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Dave. See you soon.
It's our pleasure. Chris.com for more. We're going to wrestle one away at one point from him and talk more about it on the air because our Chris will use it. That'd be kind of fun, won't it? He'll be talking to himself as he always does in the car. Meantime, visit us at intotomorrow.com where you'll see the videos of all the radio interviews as well from here in IFA in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline bringing you further into tomorrow. Yep, right here on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
The IFA Plus Summit is the next level of thinking and a big part of IFA every year. Hi, I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow, this our 16th or 17th year, I don't know, a whole bunch of years, broadcasting from this huge consumer tech show every year in Berlin, Germany, and our 23 years on the air. This is always our most favorite remote broadcast in the world because there is so much to see and to share, and it's our pleasure to bring it to you. So should you miss any of our three-hour broadcast today, and we understand some of our stations can't carry all 3 hours sometimes, so that happens, be sure to come out and visit us at intotomorrow.com and sign up for the free podcasts, because then you won't miss a minute of anything. And in particular, this week and next, with our IFA coverage, know that you can come by the site and see all the videos of all of the radio interviews because we're showing so many cool products. Again, intotomorrow.com. Our next guest here in Berlin is showing a connected audio speaker that is apparently pretty unique. It does some kind of fun things, and we're about to tell you and show you all about that. He's the CEO and co-founder of Padam, and it's Cyril Labidi. Cyril, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you with us. Tell me about, first of all, Padam.
Padam is a product name. It's
okay.
The first product name. The company is Forward Labs. It's based in Paris, France.
Okay.
And we're designing audio speakers made to really fit in everybody's life very simply.
Good.
That's our mission in life.
And the fact that it's audio, hello, radio, hello. So we can relate.
That's right.
And so we want to hear some quality audio. What makes this so special? I'll pick it up off its, apparently off its nice base, but it's also a charging base.
That's right.
And talk to me about this.
So we designed the speaker so that it is basically a gateway, a great sounding, good looking gateway to all the streaming content these days. Podcasts, internet radios, streaming music.
Good.
This is all available right there from the device.
So is it like a Wi-Fi radio built
right.
in as well?
Exactly.
Oh.
We are acoustic engineers, audio guys that worked for Bose and Apple acoustic teams and Pure radios. So we've
c'est
done
très
that.
Bon.
C'est très très bien. We've done that many times and we decided to design and manufacture our own speaker, make it sound great, but let it free from the cell phone. Really, like, have all this internet content that is so easy to get these days, but you always have it trapped in the phone.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm listening to this awesome speaker that is, and I don't even have it turned up much, too.
No,
so this is a very quality speaker, and there is a little bit of weight to it, so that's
right.
good because you got some bass.
Yep. So the bass is in the product
yes.
right there.
So to get back to the ability to do various streams and things like that, would you set that up via the phone?
Exactly.
There's an app or something?
First time you've got the app.
Right.
You bring it up. You tell the device it's Wi-Fi access point at home.
Okay.
You give your credentials to Spotify or Deezer streaming content.
Mm-hmm.
And then you browse. We've got about 15,000 of internet radios and podcasts that
I
are listed.
I certainly hope Into Tomorrow is listed.
No, we're going to make
sure
of that.
You're going to make sure of that, yes.
For sure.
Because
and then you attach your favorites. So you've got maybe up to 10 favorites. And then from there, tactile, you go straight to any internet radio, any podcast, any playlist you preset. And it starts playing in an instant. So you've got, you know, a second, turn your button, get your music on. That
I like
should
that.
Be that simple.
Yep. Turn your button and get your music on. I'm loving that. Now, there's also a discover knob.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's kind of a random thing. You can dial around and just find more things.
Right.
Not that you would listen to anything other than Into Tomorrow.
No.
But, hey, sometimes, you
sometimes.
Know, maybe you've heard all the last 7 weeks worth of shows, and we're repeating now after 7 weeks, so you want to discover other
something
things
else.
In the meantime.
Exactly. So favorites, you've got our show and more.
Yeah.
And discover is based on your get nice little funny animations that come on.
The LEDs are doing all sorts of things when with the Discover button. Check. I'm giving more for Chris to start shooting on video. But it looks great.
Yeah.
And just different things that you're discovering.
And that you are likely to like based on your past history of listening.
Yeah.
We use a lot of the recommendation engines out there. And we become a physical interface to all these things that is now mostly in the cloud. And it should be that simple. Listen to your favorite radio, favorite podcast in the morning.
Sure.
It should take a second and not messing with my phone, pairing a Bluetooth.
Got to go find it, or let me go to my desktop, or ask Alexa or
That's
Google
right.
Home. I'm sorry, I don't have that feed,
uh-huh.
or some nonsense. You get anything you want because you're programming it, you're putting in the favorites, and it's doing its job.
That's exactly
is
right.
Is it available now?
It is available for pre-sale.
Okay.
We're
going to
be finishing up the production now during the end of the year. We're striking deals here at IFA with distributors.
That's part of that co-innovation here at IFA.
Exactly.
Cooperation and more innovation. I love it. And what will it sell for, do you know, in
so
U.S. dollars
yet?
So
we're looking at $249 U.S. dollar retail price.
Okay, and that's not $2.49. It's $249.
I wish we could.
I'm sure. But for all it does and the quality of the sound here, it's well worth it.
That's right. Design, quality, and UI, simple access is valued for.
Yeah, that's true. And you've done a great job doing it. And we appreciate the fact that you spent a few minutes with us here at Into Tomorrow. We'll let you get back just around the corner to more La French Tech area.
That's right.
And show more people this awesome radio. PADAM, P-A-D-A-M is the product. The website is forward-labs.com or what are we promoting?
We have getpadam.com.
Getpadam.com. If my guys were paying attention over there instead of texting constantly, they would have been able to put that on the information for you. But getpadam.com. All righty. And we'll link you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned as we continue on the Advanced Media Network.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. 888-912-1332. Call right now. 888-912-1332.
It's more Into Tomorrow from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. Don't miss any of today's three-hour broadcast from Berlin. It's our 17th year broadcasting from IFA, this huge and very cool consumer tech and home appliance trade show. Intotomorrow.com is where you're going to see videos of the radio interviews, so don't miss a minute of that. And, of course, if you should miss any of our 3 hours today, be sure to swing by and sign up for our free podcasts. Again, intotomorrow.com for more information. How would you like to have a real conversation with someone that speaks another language? Well, our next guest is doing just that, and it's working very well. The director of sales and marketing for a company called Source Next is Jeff Waite. Jeff, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's my pleasure. And you've brought with you a very cool device that we've learned. There's a couple on the market, but already I'm impressed with some different things that yours does. It's called Pocket Talk, yes?
Absolutely. Yep. Pocket Talk is the product name. We had a prior version that launched in Japan to enormous success, and now we're bringing it into the U.S. in October and looking for some worldwide partners.
Gotcha. So this is the perfect device, especially for traveling. Or if, in my case, if you live in Miami and you can't communicate in English half the time, that I'd have to take downtown with me if I go there once I renew my passport and visa, et cetera, et cetera. The point being is that if you need a translator, in this case, a pocket translator, you can whip it out and select one of how many languages do you translate?
Yep. So our device supports 74 languages.
Nice.
And you can choose any language to any language. So Japanese to Russian, Spanish to Portuguese, whatever combination you'd like.
Nice.
Simple as choosing from a drop-down and going from there.
Can you give us an example, holding it up to your microphone even here on the headset?
Absolutely.
Say obviously something in English or whatever language you'd like to say.
Sure.
And let's see how it translates. Give us a couple of sentences, I guess, so folks can get the idea.
Sure. So I have it currently set up. It's a touch screen on the top to set up all your settings, volume, selecting languages. So right now I have it set up for English to German.
Go, figure. Here we are in Berlin. Good choice.
Thank you so much for coming to the show. Very nice to meet you today.
Vielen Dank für Ihre Teilnahme an der Ausstellung. Sehr schön, Sie heute zu treffen.
Okay. And of course, a little hard to hear with all the background noise and everything, but you held it up to your headset mic and we got the idea.
Sure.
And it was very quick.
It's very quick. This does need internet access, so it is accessing the engines, the translation engines on the back end. So we do need either Wi-Fi or SIM card carrier coverage. Mm-hmm. We offer both of those. And it does have a history, so I can easily replay this by tapping on a button, and it also shows it in text, so you can read it as well.
Very good. So maybe you can simply show it to someone if you have to, or if you're in a quiet environment and you don't want to be the one speaking aloud or something. And I'm sure any German speaker listening probably says, that was very accurate.
Absolutely.
Because when it said Ausstellung, I know that was show because IFA used to be called the Internationale Funkausstellung. Funk meaning radio, Ausstellung meaning show or exhibition. We had to learn this 17 years ago.
You know more than me, Dave.
So I'm saying, to me, it was like I was very impressed. I don't speak German, but I think it did a very good job translating.
Yeah, and this device, not only can I speak English to German, but then obviously it's vice versa. The
right.
other person speaks German and translates back into my language, English. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're finding this resonating extremely well with the people we show it to. There are certainly apps out there that do similar things, a lot of advantages for ours. Dedicated device with a simple UI, longer battery life, not having to share your personal phone with strangers in foreign lands.
Right.
You know, lots of benefits that are resonating very well with the people we show it to.
So Google Translate is not going to put you out of business, huh? You have a whole lot more cool things, features, the ability to do it much quicker, probably a lot more accurately, I'm guessing, too.
Well, we actually utilize Google Translate as well as many other translation engines. So Google Translate is good in some languages and not other ones. So we're able to pick the best of the best for each language to give an overall experience. So if someone was using their phone app and only were using Google Translate, they're limited on the technology or capabilities of that, whereas ours opens the door to a much better experience overall.
Love it. And now, can I assume that if you, let's say, might only need one language, maybe you're going to go to Paris for a vacation, and or as they call them here, holidays, and you only need French, you're assuming that's all you're going to need.
Yeah.
Is there a way to download a language, for example, and not have to have internet access, perhaps, all the time?
Got it. At this point, no.
That's into tomorrow. That might
into,
be the next
yeah, one. it possibly could be. There are devices that do download it local. The issue with that is you're not getting the best translations. You're not accessing the engines real time.
Right.
They also take up a lot of storage space, so you're not able to hold 74 languages on your device. So maybe down the road there will be some versions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Ah, loving it. And the fact that it's so easy to use, as you mentioned, you push a button, you speak in English, and in this case it came out German, and I imagine the German speaker would push a button and now it translates to you, so that if there is, in fact, as there frequently is, a language barrier wherever you may be, this helps to eliminate that language barrier and truly makes things very, very interesting.
Absolutely. Yep. And we have a version that comes with a SIM card embedded in there.
Oh, built-in SIM.
Built-in. So basically, for $299 US, you turn the device on when you buy it, mm-hmm. and you're up and ready to go in over 100 countries with a SIM card. So there's no SIM card installation. There's none of that you need to do.
Well, Jeff, we look forward to actually talking with you more. And this new version is available in like a month or two?
October 10th, pockettalk.net. We'll be selling
it. Nice. So we'll get you there, too. Pockettalk.net for more info. And we'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Jeff, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at this Showstoppers event.
Dave, great to see you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. We'll have more when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Berlin, Germany, here on the Advanced Media Network.
Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany, and we're here again this year at IFA, huge, world's largest consumer tech and appliance trade show. Always a lot of fun things to share with you here on Into Tomorrow when we are broadcasting from here. And again, this hour, we're coming to you from the Showstoppers press event. It's the official press gathering, if you will, the night before, as we record these interviews, the night before the first opening day of IFA. So do visit us at intotomorrow.com, not only to see all the videos of the products and things we're talking about and the people we're talking to, But also, of course, if you should miss any of today's three-hour broadcast from Berlin, you can catch our free podcast. It's all there for you. Bringing 3D printing to home and schools for the next generation, we have our next guest here to tell us all about the latest at XYZ Printing. She's appropriately enough the head of marketing, Sinyi Ho. Sinyi, thank you for joining us. Welcome into tomorrow.
Thank you, Dave.
Tell me a little bit about XYZ Printing. I know we've had some of your folks on the show before. You've been at these events before. I don't know, were you printing cookies, I think, last year? It was something.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. There you go. And I remember that and saying, wow, that's pretty cool, because you are always at the forefront of doing some unique things as it relates to 3D printers. And making things we can eat is certainly fun.
Yes.
But it's now you've taken things a step further with 3D printing. Tell me about what you're doing here.
True. We started 5 years ago, so this is also my fifth time to IFA.
Ah, you got to catch up with our 17th year. But but you're on a good start. You're an IFA veteran now, so that's good.
So the first printer that we launched 5 years ago was quite making a big noise, because that was the first printer at the price point of $599.
Wow.
And 5 years ago, 3D printers was still hanging around the $2,000, $3,000 US dollars.
Easily.
So that was one big step that we made already.
Yeah.
Now, 5 years from then, we have launched in meanwhile already, like, I think this is my 15th model. And this model makes it very unique because it can also do full color 3D printing. And that's very unique.
Wow.
That something is very promising as well for the next generation, what you can do more with it. So instead of only printing in monocolor, you can print now in full colors.
So this is really neat and very innovative, because being able to print in full colors, we're not talking about changing different materials or media. These things, you're able to simply select, I guess, the colors based on what it is you want to print. I mean, we've got chameleons here that are in multiple colors and you know, various cool toy-type items that are really neat that you printed one pass, right? I mean, it does its job and prints all the right colors.
Yes.
And these are really cool.
Thank you.
How does it work that it's so different? You know, how do you use the media? What do you put into the printer to make it come out like this?
It took us quite a long time before we had this technology really that is accessible. What it actually does, every layer, when it's printed, it will jet the ink on it, and we have changed the formula of the PLA so that by the moment when you jet the ink on it, the ink will be absorbed in the PLA itself.
And PLA is what again?
PLA is actually the polyester plastic that we are using to print these plastic models.
Yeah.
And every layer, between every layer, the ink will be jet on it, and then another layer of filament, which is the PLA, then again a layer of ink. And so it will be layer by layer built up in different type of colors. For a product designer, they want something quickly before they go to the big factory to make it a mass production.
Yeah.
After all, 3D printing, it's not a factory itself. It is meant to be doing prototyping models. Mm-hmm. And also for schools, they are making these kind of projects.
And you mentioned, of course, for schools, it's a great educational tool. But do you have like another target audience for your 3D printers, consumers in general?
We do have consumer 3D printers, but I have to say right now, these kind of full-color 3D printing, the price point is still quite high, so it will be a very expensive hobby or toy.
Yeah, of course.
But we do have 3D printers for kids, for children, and that's also what we became popular with, I think. We have a printer for already $299, but this is more like into a price level of €1,800.
Okay,
yes.
But you've got to have a printer, of course. Now you have to also have a 3D printer. And starting at $399 or around $300, it's certainly affordable. So
it
you're
is.
Looking for something cool to get your child or grandchild, check out xyzprinting.com for more information. Sinyi, thank you for spending a few minutes with us here at the Showstoppers Press event.
Thank you.
Don't forget to tune in again next week for IFA Part 2 from Berlin, Germany. Meantime, thanks for tuning into Tomorrow. We'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Gravelaw.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Gravelaw. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, Use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.